Hi there. The word for today is join Christ's victorious church. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The Christian church is twice the size of its nearest rival, and the odds against that are staggering. Suppose, for example, a group of missionaries showed up today in your town and told you that a peasant who'd been put to death was reputed to have risen again. Furthermore, he was no less than the creator of the universe. Would you buy it? The apostles did. They did it during the pagan Roman Empire, and what's more, they actually succeeded in overthrowing that empire. In the face of terrible persecution, Christianity continued to flourish. Even the attempts of the Emperor Julian the Apostate, as he was known, to overthrow Christianity and re-establish the pagan Roman religions, met with no success. When Julian's onslaught against Christianity was at its worst, one of the Emperor's followers asked a Christian, "What is your carpenter's son doing now?" The Christian replied, "Making a coffin for your emperor." Well, it wasn't long after that Julian was mortally wounded in battle. Falling to the ground, he picked up a handful of sand, mingled with his blood, tossed it into the air and declared, "Thou hast conquered, O Galilean." Now, the church is not perfect, which is a good thing, huh? That's why people like you and me are welcome there. Nevertheless, there are many valid reasons why the Church of Jesus Christ continues to triumph and will. It's a hospital for the wounded. It's a family for the lonely. It's a school for those being trained in the principles of discipleship. And ultimately, when everything temporal goes up in smoke, according to the Apostle Peter, the Church is the only thing that will be left standing. So, commit your life to Christ and join his victorious church. And that is the word for you today.